Eric, thank you very much. Steve Bertrand is out today. Eric Rung in his place. And Bill Leff is off for one more day. He'll be back on Monday. So Frank Fontana, friend, designer, neighbor. What else are you to me?
A patron, a fan, a friend.
You, I said friend.
Everything but a lover.
Oh, good.
But I do love you.
I love you as well. All right. First of all, I'm pretty excited. This was your first visit to our new Allstate Skyline studio.
Yes.
And I heard you gasp audibly.
I did.
It's pretty great.
I did.
And
I was actually giddy like a little girl.
You were a little
yes.
bit, but that's nothing new.
Yes.
We have Joe Schneider in the studio, Allstate agency owner. And Joe, what do you think of your studio?
I absolutely love it.
Pretty swanky, huh?
It is. You guys are fancy now.
We are a little fancy, aren't
can
we?
Can I just tell you, it's really hard for me to say Schneider because my whole life people have said Schneider and I'm Snyder. Do people call you Snyder?
I get Snyder all the time.
Why can't we get the right people to talk to us?
I know, right?
Yeah. Why say Schneider? I do say Schneider sometimes, don't
well,
I?
Well, it's not. That's Joe Schneider. I'm Wendy Snyder.
Snyder.
But anyway, Allstate.com is where you go to find out information. I was reading some information that we are entering into the 100 deadliest days involving driving or everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in the midst of what we know as a very heavy driving season. In fact, the time between Memorial Day and Labor Day is known as the 100 deadliest days.
That's when people take their road trips, family vacations, schools out, 4th of July, picnics, barbecues, things like that.
So statistically, because of the traction and action that...
Yeah, and statistically, with teens specifically, fatalities are on the rise during this 100-day period.
All right, let's cut right to the chase, though. How much of that is text-related?
You know, that's a good question. I wish I had the percentage, but absolutely distracted driving is a serious issue. I mean, I take an Uber to the airport, and 6, 7 out of 10 people are texting and driving.
Oh, my God. You see them right next to you. And where, I mean, I know it's supposed to be illegal. No one enforces that.
It's crazy.
I know when I'm driving, I hate it. My wife always, before I leave, she's like, don't pick up the phone.
You know, they
say I get a gazillion calls.
They say if you're texting and driving, you send a text. So that takes about 5 seconds.
Yes.
If you're going 55 miles an hour, you just traveled the length of a football field with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
I just told that to my son. My oldest son is 19. He waited a while to get his license. He wasn't in a hurry. Which is different from us. Didn't we get our license at 16? He wasn't really scared to drive. He didn't feel the need. But he's the one who harps on me, don't text and drive. Because I think the younger drivers, even though you see them walking around like crazy, texting and falling off a curb.
Zombies.
When they're driving, I think they're better than we are. Would you agree?
My daughter brings it up and she's only 9. Like if she sees someone texting and driving, she'll be like, Daddy, they're texting and driving. Look at them. So they're definitely more, I think they're more cognizant of it than we were, obviously.
Do you think it's because people think they can get it, like they're capable of doing it? I think that's what I hear is like, nah, dude, I got like one eye on the road, one eye on the phone, and I can make it happen.
I'm the best text driver.
I'm the best text driver ever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Said no one ever.
It takes 1 millisecond to like look, and it's actually, I'll admit, it's happened to me, and I hate myself for it. Where I'll get a text, I'll look down for a second, and literally, if I didn't react, and I'll give myself credit for good reaction time. But it shouldn't be that. And my bags go flying to the front. And I'm like, for a second, I'm like, I'm an idiot.
Yep.
I'm a complete idiot.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. In the old days when you had the really heavy-duty push buttons on your radio, even looking down to do that, you take your eyes away from the road. And what was that statistic again? Because you take your eyes away
from... 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Football field with your eyes closed. Yeah.
Wow.
That
and you look
is
at cars.
Freaky.
Even the cars have all the smart technology now that takes your eyes off the road, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know that I like those center console screens. I mean, they are helpful and everything, but to me, it's a distraction. And just scrolling, I know, like on our new car, you can actually, and most people have it where you can change the volume and the buttons on the steering wheel, but you're still looking down to see what it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of a distraction to me. All right, so Joe Schneider, Allstate agency owner. I should have started with this. Where is your agency located?
I actually have two locations. One's in Old Town on North Avenue, and the other one's in Lincoln Park on Diversity.
And how do people reach you if they need you?
Joe Schneider at Allstate.com or 312-787-0221.
How long have you been an agent?
I've been an agent since 2005, so just celebrated 13 years in June.
Congrats.
What do you love about it?
You know, I'm by nature, I like helping people. And so this really gives me the opportunity to, you know, explain the coverage and really protect people the right way.
And here's the thing, you know, when... like I said, I have a 19-year-old son who got his first ticket and got his bank account hacked. And I said, Michael, this is good experience for adulting, and adulting is hard. But sometimes when things change in your family, what I love about the Allstate agents that we have on the air and that we talk to is you really care about the family dynamic. You have to, because the family is kind of ever-changing.
Absolutely. And does your son have the DriveWise app?
No.
Do you know what the DriveWise
no.
app is? The
Talk
DriveWise
to us.
App. I'm always proud of Allstate. They're always cutting edge when it comes to technology. So Allstate actually came out with this app that's committed to helping people be safer on the roads. You can download it in the iTunes on the iPhone or the Android.
Both.
And really, it helps users. It makes them aware of some of the driving habits that may not be the safest. It measures speeds over 80 miles an hour.
Uh-oh,
it measures hard braking and the times that you drive.
I can't get that app for two reasons, speeding and hard braking.
Well, in the city, you know, I have it, and hard braking in the city, I think it's kind of inevitable.
Does it work like via like sensitivity? Will it pick up?
It does, yeah. It works through the phone itself.
Interesting.
And the great thing about the app is you don't have to be an Allstate customer. It's free. And with teens specifically, you know, they don't have the experience when it comes to driving. Whereas, obviously, we're a little older. We've seen everything. You can review your son or daughter's driving habits. Like if they have hard braking or if they're doing 80 miles an hour somewhere, it'll pick up on that. And you can have those conversations to try to help them be a better driver.
And that's called DriveWise?
It is DriveWise, and it's a free mobile app.
All right, we have to take a quick break. Any questions about driving, the holiday, anything that Joe Schneider from Allstate can help us with, as we love our Allstate Skyline studio. It's Frank Fontana in for Bill Leff, and I'm Wendy Snyder on 720 WGN. That was my nickname. My grandfather was born in Venice, and he used to call me Wendella all the time.
Wendella.
And I don't know when the boat started, but I'm sure they were there first. I think they're a little older than me.
I'm going to start calling you Wendella.
You can. Frank Fontana's in for Bill Leff, and we have held over Joe Schneider of Allstate. First of all, we were talking off the air. Frank and I live very close together, Joe. We're in the same neighborhood. We're blocks away. And he's filling in today. When we arrived this morning, Stephanie said to us, our boss, why didn't you guys carpool? And I said, oh, I didn't think of it till I was halfway in. But Frank, I don't want to car. And I love you. I don't want to carpool
too.
With you.
I agree with you 100%. I love you. And just the thought of being in a car for 45 minutes in traffic with you, and what if you like had a scratch and itch that you didn't want me to see, or you just had nothing to talk about, and we were going to talk all day? I get it. Like I said off air, I'm the kind of guy that when I go to a restaurant, I don't want a communal table.
Joe, what do you think about that?
I am with you both. I love the freedom and the flexibility, and I think if you have someone in the car, then you're obligated to entertain them and do all sorts of stuff.
Right, and we have a lot to talk about. I mean, we could have kept it going, but
and we both are talkers, so there would be no dead air or anything.
No, it's awkward.
But, you know, I just like being in control of myself.
Yes.
Like, I don't even like a pilot to fly a plane for me. I just would like to get there on my own, but I don't know how to fly a plane.
But I would imagine for the insurance industry, like, you would think that carpool is actually
popular?
Is that less risk? Like,
it's less risk for whoever is not driving, as far as their driving record and stuff goes.
Right. So should I check Wendy's driving record?
Probably.
Is there an app that Allstate has that we can check someone's driving record?
No, before?
That's actually
do
a
that.
Great idea, though. I love that you could kind of pre-qualify your carpool before you get.
Or
your car.
What about your Uber drivers?
Or your Uber driver?
They might. You know, what if they have a really bad record?
They're supposed to do background checks, right?
That's what they say.
That's what they say, but who knows?
See, I just like to, I'm a bit of a control freak, I'll admit it, but it's just, you can come and go as you please. If you need to go anywhere after work, I don't have to check with you. Are you cool to go to TJ Maxx?
Although
you would be, probably.
I would be. We'd shop.
Well, and then the air conditioning, what if he likes it warmer and you like it cold? And
that's already a problem with your spouse sometimes, because I'm at that womanly age where I get hot flashes, so I really like it freezing cold.
Me too.
I'm with you there.
Jim's a baby. He has to bring a shawl with him when we're driving together.
Classic.
And can I ask you a question? Joe Schneider is here, Allstate agent. You can go to allstate.com, and we'll give you Joe's information if you'd like to talk to him. Again, the areas you cover?
Old Town. Well, I cover all of Illinois, but my agency is one's in Old Town on North Avenue, and the other is on Diversey in Lincoln Park.
All right, two guys in the studio. One is an Allstate agent. Let me ask you this. Do you think poorly of a guy if the wife is driving? Does anybody other than my husband go, I'm driving, we're going on a family trip, I'm driving, until he gets tired, then it's like, hey, could you take over? Does anybody care anymore?
You want to start that?
You know, I don't know if I should go there, but I'm always the one that drives. It's just
a given.
Like you said, the control part. Like,
yeah, I guess.
That's where I like to be in control. And it's not that my spouse is a bad driver. It's just that I need to have that control. I don't know. What do you think?
So I have a unique situation where my wife.
You always have something unique.
My wife despises the way I drive.
Oh, so does mine.
I come from New York. I'm an aggressive driver, right? My wife is like, when she's in the car, she's holding onto the railing. If I like swerve like a millimeter, she's like, oh my God, watch. Like, and I can't take it. So
part
like,
of that is acting because I do the same thing when Jim drives. It's like, so you know, when he stops at like a rough stop, I'll let my head like, what are you doing? But part of that's an act. But yeah, we are
so
trying to make a point.
Do you have the imaginary brake up front? Too?
Yeah.
What I do is I just let her drive. I'm like, okay, I'm not dealing with this for an hour. You drive. So listen, I'm all for women's lib. I think it's great. Like, you want your independence? Here's the keys. Go drive. Like, I don't want to deal with anxiety for a half hour.
One way of looking at it.
Yeah,
but in this day and age, does like, if you pull up somewhere, does anybody bat an eye if the woman's driving? Please answer that question. I just want that to be.
It depends what she looks like, what he looks like. You know, like, I think if, you know, if he's like this tiny, skinny, little scrawny guy sitting in the passenger seat and she's a big, burly woman, like, then I'd be
what
like,
does that have to do with anything?
There would be a masculine-feminine switch there. You know, I think there'd be like, she's running
in
the show.
General,
so she's the alpha dog.
She's the alpha driving the car. He has no say.
All right, now I see why Jim wants to drive all the time, because I listened to you, too, and alpha dog came up.
You said two guys. We're two guys.
Well, that's why I wanted your opinion.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let Jim drive more.
There you go.
That's it.
You're welcome, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No.
He's a really good driver, too, but I find myself, he criticizes, like, you're following this person too close, you're tailgating, but, like, he does the same thing, and we kind of yell at each other for the things that we do.
See, but you're an alpha gal, right? So you got a bit
life
of
an alpha.
But you're a businesswoman, you're a professional. You're out there. And
I am out there.
Right? So a little bit. But there's a certain amount of control you like, right?
Yeah, and sometimes he'll just be like, whatever, I don't feel like driving. But it's just funny, when we go somewhere as a family, it's like, Dad'll drive. He doesn't say that, but that's kind of
like my duty. Like vacation, right?
Right. All right, Joe Schneider, not Snyder, Joe Schneider, Allstate agent, agency owner, I should say. You are all over the place, Twitter, Instagram, Allstate.com. And how do people reach you if they'd like to find out more about getting a policy at Allstate?
So you can call us 312-787-0221, or you can email me, Joe Schneider, not Snyder, at Allstate.com.
Thank you for the Allstate Skyline Studio. Pretty
it's beautiful,
swanky
guys.
Digs.
Awesome. Yes, I'm really excited to be.
I wish I had something to do with that, but
you did. Just go with it. You did.
Yeah.
And pass that message along. Yeah. Thank you so much, Joe. It is Bill Leff, who is not here. He will return on Monday. He's just taken a few days off. Frank Fontana is nice enough to sit in his chair today, and we will continue. We're going to talk to Alexander Zalbin about television. Are you a big TV fan?
Oh, yes.
You don't watch TV. You're too busy.
I don't, but I'm a fan. There's a couple shows on here that I like.
And None on the Run. Jerry Nunn will be in here at 11:35 to find out what's coming up in the month of July in Chicago. And there's quite a lot of stuff. It's WGN.